Well, I find this amazing. Did you know that a third of Melbourne's public green space is out the front of our houses and apartments? It's our nature strips. Well, that would be no surprise to my next guest. Adrian Marshall's done a PhD in nature strips, of all things. He's also a lecturer in landscape architecture and urban ecology at the University of Melbourne. Adrian, welcome to Afternoons.
Thanks for having me on.
That's a lot of space, isn't it? That's a lot of green space.
It's a surprising amount. All those little bits really add up to like one citywide park. It connects everything, all the creeks to the big parks, the whole show.
And it makes a big difference. I've lived in places where there are no nature strips. You've just literally got the footpath and then the road. However, trees are...
Yes, they've got their little tree cutouts.
Yes.
That people love to get in and plant some stuff in.
Well, yeah, it's a thing. You can plant little things around that tree, or you might be lucky enough to have a big full-blown nature strip out the front of where you live as well. Why your interest? I mean, what made you do a PhD in nature strips?
It's something that I suppose is hiding in plain sight. It's a biodiversity thing for me more than anything else. I'm interested in how we can make our cities more resilient, not just for the plants and animals, but also for humans too, because it's got a big social component. And it is that incredibly strange space that you're private citizens, it's public land, but private citizens have to manage it. So it's right there on the edge between public and private. So what you say in the nature strip sort of means something on a larger scale.
And what are the rules? I mean, I've text here saying, Rish, Corangamite Shire Council introducing a nature strip planting policy just tomorrow night, but no veggies are allowed though. What are the current rules?
There's a whole host of them, and every council is completely different. They usually say something about like height limits because they have ideas that you're going to interfere with drivers' lines of sight. You can, of course, park a truck next to your over-height lavender bush, but that doesn't matter. You still have to can't plant the lavender bush. But height. Sometimes it's plants, vegetables. So if there's historic lead issues in the soil from leaded petrol, that can be an issue.
And can you find that out? Because I've actually seen veggie boxes on lots of people's nature strips, and quite small nature strips, you know, the full wooden veggie box. Yeah. I mean, I guess that way you could add your own soil rather than planting it into the nature strip. Mm,
that's right. That's definitely the safest way to go. But if you're in a low traffic volume residential street, and if you're in a suburb that was built since we got rid of leaded petrol in the late 80s, I think, you're okay anyway. Yeah.
Have you, I mean, what's the most creative thing you've seen done to a nature strip?
Oh, good heavens. fairy gardens. That's there's a beautiful little fairy garden down the road from me. That's just it's like a wonderland. They've done amazing stuff.
What a great idea! Somewhere for the kids to go and visit. And
that's right.
1300 222 774. Adrian Marshall is with you. He's done a PhD in nature strips. A third of Melbourne's green public space is actually what's out the front of our workplaces and our homes. Ben's in Bentley East. What have you done, Ben?
I actually rang the council, Glenora Council, recently to ask them if I could plug an orange tree into my nature strip. And I spoke to the council arborist, and they basically said no on the grounds that it causes arguments and the fruit drop might be an issue. And I thought they're pretty weak arguments, frankly.
So it causes arguments about what, people pinching your fruit?
Well, yeah, I don't actually want the fruit. I just want to share the fruit because I've got this opportunity to put this orange tree in, and it's so prolific. It would be nice for it not to be wasted.
Wow. And was it a flat-out no? Was there any? Could you go back with the counter-argument in any way, Ben?
Well, I've actually contemplated taking some photos around the neighbourhood because there's fruit trees all over the joint, and many of the choices that the council's put in already sort of disqualify themselves on their own criteria. So... yeah, I mean, the arborist was sympathetic, to be fair, but, yeah, he's been given a guideline.
Ben, is it less about the orange tree and more about the community and living where you live and sharing and sort of creating a nice vibe in your area?
Oh, totally, and I applaud Adrian for his work because I have had the same thought for many years that there's so much wasted green space that should and could be providing for the community. I mean, I live on East Boundary Road. It's a very broad road. It's got a huge median strip in the middle. I would love to fill that with trees.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, a lot of the times too, Ben, that the nature strip out the front of your house is probably the only green space you've got. You know, that you might live in an apartment, or even if you're in a small house, I've lived in many where there's no green space out the back, the nature strip is being wasted.
Yes, that's totally correct, and it would be a good opportunity for many, many people. We all know the benefits of growing your own food and, the transport miles and all the stuff and, the public amenity, and everyone loves it. Why not do it?
Oh, well, good luck, mate. Hopefully you're able to plant that orange tree and that everyone gets to share in the oranges. Adrian Marshall is with us on a PhD in nature strips. He's a lecturer in landscape architecture at the University of Melbourne. A question here on text saying, isn't the problem with planting on nature strips also the power lines? What role does what's below and what's above us come in?
They're a really multifunctional space. There is definitely all the power lines above and the utilities below. So if you do plant a nature strip garden, you have to be prepared to lose it to the utility company as they come in to repair something. But having said that, a lot of the power lines are going underground now, so that's excellent. All the outer suburbs are all underground these days. And, well, you just got to be sensible about what you plant, really. You don't plant a blue gum under power lines. You plant a smaller tree.
Well, Mari in Newport says, Ben, don't ask for permission, plant and then ask for forgiveness. And as much as I kind of wanted to say that to Ben, and that's what my heart says, you do have to be careful. I mean, you don't know what's below the ground. You don't know the quality of soil. So we do need to be responsible, but there's a very good chance, like Ben, that your idea will get rejected. So on average, what are people doing?
Most people just ignore the council.
Not that we're promoting that in any way, shape or form.
No, never. Heaven forbid. But that is definitely the only way you're going to get your orange tree planted.
Are councils getting on board, though? Are they seeing that this is a good thing for their suburbs?
More and more we're finding that, yes. So a number of councils, especially in Western Australia, Canberra too, have come on board, and they've reorganised their public liability insurance, because I think that's the main thing that's holding council back, is the fear that someone's going to stub their toe on a out-of-place garden gnome or something like that, or trip on
or
a ground
on a fairy.
Cover.
Look out. Yeah, yes. Tripped over a fairy. We've all been there. Hello there. On my very large nature strip in Heathmont, I'm pruning a large 60-year-old hedge into a smiling emoji for the children living opposite me. How great is that? Adrian, one question I haven't asked you is, what's on your nature strip?
I rather wickedly dug an infiltration pit in mine, so I took out a curbstone and directed the water from the curb into a pit I dug to water the street tree. And then I covered that all up with sort of geotextile and sort of hid it. And I've got lots of ground cover and so on top of it.
And you got away with it? No one knew? And you're protecting trees?
That's it. Yep. Got rid of a lot of awful soil. It's,
Well, there's lots of people doing some very creative things. So thank you. Adrian Marshall, PhD in Nature Strips, lecturer in landscape architecture and urban ecology at the University of Melbourne. Thanks so much for coming in.